人平安。
平安。
感谢神的恩典，让我们一同的聚集来敬拜他。
We thank God that we can worship Him together.
刚刚我们所读的希伯来书的第十章第十节到十四节，是希伯来书的主要部分，来到最末尾的时候。
So the scripture we read just now, chapter 10, verse 10 through 14, that's the second half, almost to the end, that's a main part of it.
希伯来书第十章从第一节到第十八节要结束了这一整个的大的段落。
So chapter 10 is about to conclude a big section ahead of it.
希伯来书从第五章到第十章讲到了主耶稣基督是我们所承认的大祭司。
So chapter 5 through chapter 10, the author of Hebrews is talking about Jesus Christ, who is the high priest, who is our high priest.
这个大的部分还可以分成两个小部分。
And within the section, you can divide them into two smaller sections.
第五章到第七章讲到耶稣是我们的大祭司。
So from chapter 5 through chapter 7, it talks about Jesus Christ is our high priest.
他怎么样子超越了亚伦的等次的祭司。
So how he supersedes the priest from the descendant of Aaron.
而第八章到第十章讲到主耶稣基督是更美的祭物。
So from chapter 8 through 10, it talks about how Jesus Christ is a better sacrifice or offering.
超越的在旧约时代那一些的祭司所献上的那一些祭物。
So who he is a better sacrifice is offered by the Old Testament priests.
而这一段就要给我们结束主耶稣是更美的祭物的这一段。
So this is a conclusion talking about how Jesus Christ is a better offering, sacrifice.
刚刚我们所读的只是其中的一小段而已。
So we have just read a few verses within this section.
那是因为我们受时间的限制的缘故。
And that is because we have the time constraint here.
但如果我们要理解这一段经文，我们最起码应该回到这一章的第一节。
So in order to understand it, we need to go back at least back to the verse 1 of this chapter.
第一节说，律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年长献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。
So verse 1 it says here, the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the reality themselves.For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endless year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship.
这里提到那近前来的人。
So it talks about those people who come, who approach God.
而第二节就用不同的词语来描写同一群人。
So verse 2 uses different ways to describe the same group of people.
称他们为礼拜的人。
Talking about they are worshippers.
也就是说他们是一群愿意来到神的面前来敬拜神的人。
So they are talking about a group of people who are willing to come before God and worship Him.
提到了旧约时代的这一些的祭物不能叫人的罪得到洁净。
It talks about how Old Testament sacrifices, they cannot really cleanse the sins of people.
只能叫人每年借着这些长献的祭物叫人想起罪来。
But only to remember the sins they have committed year after year.
接着作者引用的诗篇的四十篇。
And then the author quoting Psalm chapter 40.
讲到了主耶稣基督跟这些祭物的对比。
Talks about the, basically compare Jesus Christ to the sacrificial offering in the Old Testament.
讲到这一些的祭物、礼物、这一些的燔祭、赎罪祭，虽然都是照着神的命令献上的。
It talks about how even though those sacrificial offering were according to the God's commandment.
但却不是神真正所要的。
But that is exactly not what God wants.
但神所要的是什么？
But what does God want?
所以讲到了主耶稣基督来了。
So it talks about Jesus came.
他说你曾给我预备了身体。
So it says you have prepared the body.
然后他来了是为了要照神的旨意而行。
So he came in order to obey the will of God.
所以主耶稣来到了地上，就是要用他的身体来顺服神。
So Jesus came to this world is to obey God's using his body.
要让他的一生来活出神的旨意。
So that he can live out the will of God throughout his life.
而第十节是这一段引用的诗篇四十篇的经文的一个结论。
So verse 10 is a conclusion from the quote of this Bible verses of the Psalm.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
So verse 10 it says here, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
这里提到了好几个词语是在前面已经出现的。
So a couple of words are already appeared in the preceding verses.
提到了神的旨意。
The will of God.
像前面所说，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。
So it's just like it says, I have come to do your will.
提到了献上。
It talks about offering,
因为讲到那些的礼物、祭物、燔祭、赎罪祭，都是照着律法来献的。
So it talks about those sacrifices, offerings. They are doing so according to the law.
但这里我们要留意到的，讲到神的旨意。
We need to pay attention to the will of God.
对于基督徒来说，我们都愿意明白神的旨意。
For all Christians, we want to understand the will of God.
当然，我们的前提是我们也都愿意遵行神的旨意。
But of course, the requirement or a prerequisite of that is that we are willing to obey that will, the will of God.
但是讲到了神的旨意，我们常常把它局限于我们的人生里面的抉择。
But often when we talk about the will of God, we limit it to a finite area that is related to our decision in life.
在我们的人生面临着一些的岔路的时候，我们该选择往左或者往右。
So often we limit that to a decision in life whether we should turn left or turn right.
当我有好几个学校愿意录取我的时候，我应该选择哪一个？
So if I'm facing the decision of choosing which school should I go to, that's the I seek the will of God.
当我遇见一个非常理想的异性的同伴的时候，我该选择与他继续的交往，并进而考虑到将来可能他是我结婚的对象吗？
So I would think about this when I have met a opposite gender that I'm interested in and considering going down the road and going further.
当我从学校毕业之后，有不同的公司给了我 offer， 我应该选择去甲公司呢，还是选择去乙公司呢？
Or maybe it's about choosing a job after I graduate. Which job should I choose?
这是我们常常想到的神的旨意的时候，我们会需要的。
So when we often think about this is what we need when we think about the will of God.
可是神的旨意是关系着我们应该读哪个学校吗？
But is the will of God really talking about which school I should choose?
神的旨意是关系着我该跟谁结婚吗？
Is the will of God about who should I marry to?
神的旨意是关系着我该选择哪一个专业领域吗？
But is the will of God about which field I should choose as my career.
当然在这些范围里面，我们都应该寻求神的旨意。
Of course, we need to seek God's will in all these areas.
我们都盼望神在我们生活的每一个实际领域的里面，我们都可以顺服他的旨意。
So we hope that we can obey his will in every part of our life.
可是除了这个之外，
But other than that,
圣经里面有一些的地方明明白白的讲到什么是神的旨意。
But in Bible, there are specific verses talking about what the will of God is.
我们却是常常的忽略的。
But then we ignore those things.
我们对于神已经明确的指出的旨意，我们并没有试图着要去顺服他。
But for those clearly declared the will of God in Bible, we choose to ignore and disobey.
好像只有在我们跟我们实际的生活切身相关的时候，我们才想到要来寻求神的旨意。
So we only seek the will of God when it comes to things specifically related to our life.
这是一种不正常的基督徒的生活。
And this is an abnormal Christian life.
神的旨意如果已经明确地写在他的话语上面了，我们就应该简单地去顺服。
So we need to simply obey the will of God when it is already clearly written in the Bible.
如果你是这样子的人的话，
If you are the people like that,
那么在你人生的一些的转折点的时候，
If you are people like that, then in the turning point of your life,
你不需要太过的去寻求神的旨意。
You don't really need to seek you need to have extra effort to seek the will of God.
因为神自然而然的会引导你。
Because God will guide you through.
因为你已经在每一天的生活的里面都走在神所喜悦的道路的上面。
Because you have walked in the way of God that is pleasing to God already.
而这一节经文告诉我们什么是神的旨意。
And this Bible verses tell us what is the will of God.
神的旨意是要叫我们成圣。
It tells us that the will of God is that for us to be sanctified.
这是主耶稣基督来到世界的目的。
That is the purpose for Jesus Christ to come to this world.
为了要叫我们成圣。
So that we can be holy.
当然我们要必须要对成圣有一个正确的理解。
But of course we need to understand what to be holy or to be sanctified. What does that mean?
常常基督徒对于圣洁或者成圣有一种错误的理解。
Often we have a Christian have a misunderstanding on what is a holy and what is sanctification.
或者说是一种有限的理解。
Or maybe I should say it's a more limited understanding.
什么是圣洁？
And what is holy?
当我们想到圣洁的时候，我们会想到一种什么样子的画面？
So when we think about holy, what kind of image come to your mind?
或者说，圣洁是个比较抽象的概念。
Or maybe holy is a more abstract concept.
所以不容易来描写它。
So it's harder to describe that concept.
那么我们换一个方法来描写。
Let's use a different way to describe it.
当你想到圣洁的时候，你会想到跟圣洁相反的不圣洁是什么？
When you think about holy, what would you think about the opposite of holy? What is unholy?
什么是不圣洁？
So what is unholy?
你会想到的是犯罪的。
You think about sinning.
你会想到的是沾染污秽的。
You are thinking about being contaminated.
你会想到的是有人行为举止可能有一些不像耶稣基督的地方。
Or people who behaves who doesn't behave like Christ.
当然，这一些肯定是不圣洁。
Of course, these obviously they are not holy.
但是这些。如果不去做，那么难道就是圣洁了吗？
But if we abstain ourselves from these things, are we automatically become holy?
我们思想圣洁的时候，我们常常是从被动的角度来思考的。
So when we think about holy, often we think in a passive way.
或者说是从消极的角度来想。
So we think in a passive way.
我们不去做一些事。
If we don't do certain things,
我们不犯罪。
If we don't sin,
我们不沾染污秽。
If we don't touch the filthy things,
我们不做一些不该做的事情。
If we don't do things we ought not to do,
我们认为那就是圣洁了。
And then we think that is holy.
不，这是不是圣经里面所说的圣洁
？No, that's not what holy are in the Bible.
圣经里面所说的圣洁不是消极被动的。
So the holiness in Bible is not something passive.
圣经里面所说的圣洁是积极，是主动的。
So in the Bible, holiness is active.
不光是不做某些事。
Not only that, it's not about not doing something.
而是你要去做另一些事。
But to do other things.
不光是你要避开一些东西。
Not only you need to avoid something.
而是你应该要进入到另外一些东西里面。
But to enter something else.
所以与圣洁相反的不只是污秽而已。
So opposite to unholy is not just things dirty or filthy.
一个东西即使它不污秽
A thing even though it's not filthy
即使它是洁净的
Even it's clean
并不表示它就是圣洁的
It doesn't mean it's holy
理解这个吗
Can you see the Do you understand this?
我们来举个例子来说明
Let me illustrate
在犹太人的食物的里面有各种的分类
So in Jewish food regulations, there are different categories.
有洁净的食物，有不洁净的食物。
So there are food that is clean. Those food are not clean.
比如说猪是不洁净的。
For example, pig, they are not clean.
所以犹太人不吃猪肉。
Pork. So Jewish people, they don't eat pork.
那牛和羊是洁净的。
So the beef and the sheep, they are clean.
所以牛羊是犹太人可以吃的。
So Jewish people, they can eat beef and lamb.
所以猪是不洁净的。
So pork is not clean.
它不仅仅是不洁净的。
Not only it's not clean.
由于它是不洁净，理所当然它就不可能是圣洁的。
So because it's not clean, so it cannot be holy.
无论你怎么样刷，怎么样洗，猪就是不可能成为圣洁的。
So no matter how well you clean it with using water, It's just not clean.
那牛和羊呢?
But how about cows and sheep?
它是洁净的。
They are clean.
但它理所当然就是圣洁的吗?
But are they automatically holy?
未必。
Not necessarily.
打个比方来说。
I'll give you an example.
我们知道犹太人有一个节期叫做逾越节。
We know that Jewish people they have this Passover festival.
那是他们的每年的正月十四号的时候的节日。
So it's their calendar the 14th of day of the first month.
但是呢，在正月十四号那一天，他们要宰一头的羊羔。
So they need to slaughter a sheep on that day.
把它献给神
and offer that to God.
然后全家要一起来享用这一头羊羔。
So the whole family needs to come and enjoy this lamb.
这一头的羊羔必须要在那一个月的十日就挑选出来了。
So this lamb needs to be chosen on the 10th day of that month.
他们的挑选必须非常非常的严格。
So it's a really strict process to choose that lamb.
羊已经是洁净的了。
So sheep is a clean animal.
但是作为一个逾越节的羊羔，它不光只是洁净的。
So not only it needs to be a clean animal for the sacrificial offering.
所以正月十号那一天，他们要经过一个很严格的筛选。
So on the 10th day, they need to go through a screening process.
我甚至怀疑有一个中文成语是从这里来的。
I sometimes wonder if there is a Chinese idiom actually come from this process.
中文有一个成语叫吹毛求疵。
So in Chinese there is a idiom saying that they pick on every details.
什么叫吹毛求疵？
What is finding faults in the little things?
把一头羊带过来。
So they brought in a sheep.
你把它的毛皮一片一片的。
So they blow away all the 毛还是皮？
毛。
Those the wools from the sheep.
你必须要一片一片的把它的毛给吹开来。
So they have to blow away and open up the all the hairs.
看看它有没有什么样子的斑点。
See if they have any blast the spots.
它有没有什么平常看不到的一些的毛病。
So see if any imperfections that you cannot usually see it.
你把整头羊从头到尾非常仔细的检查过了。
So after you are carefully examining the whole sheep.
确定它没有任何的问题。
So to make sure there's nothing wrong with this sheep.
你决定了这一头就是我们今年要献给神的逾越节的羊羔。
And then you decide this is the sheep that we're going to offer to God as our Passover feast.
从那一个时刻开始，这一头羊就不只是洁净的。
So from that point on, this sheep is not only it's clean,
它就是圣洁的。
But holy too.
它跟其他的羊好像还是一样的样。
So it looks like the sheep looks actually very like the other sheep around it.
这一头羊是洁净的。
But this sheep is clean.
外面那一些也都是洁净的。
And all the sheep around it they are also clean.
但外面那一些不是圣洁的。
But those sheep outside of this chosen one, they are not holy.
只有这一头是圣洁的。
But only this sheep.Is holy.
你要留四天。
You need to keep this for 4 days.
过了四天，你要把它献给神。
After that 4 days, you need to offer this sheep to God.
万一在第二天你家里来了一个非常尊贵的客人。
So if the second days there's a very prominent or important guest coming to your house.
你觉得我要对他表示我的尊重。
So you want to show respect to this honorable guest.
我应该宰一头羊来招待他。
So I need to slaughter a sheep to provide for this guest.
你能宰这一头羊吗？
Can you kill or slaughter This chosen sheep?
不能的。
No, you cannot.
外面的羊哪一只你高兴宰都可以的。
You can pick anyone that outside of this chosen one.
但这一头是不可以的。
But you cannot touch this chosen.
因为这一头羊只属于一位。
Because this sheep belongs to only one person.
地上再尊贵的客人也不配享用这一头羊。
No matter how honorable you are in this world, you are not worthy of this sheep.
一直等到你把这一头羊杀了，来献给这一位最尊贵的。
Only until you kill the sheep and offer that to the most honorable, respectable one.
你可以与你的家人，甚至于你家里的客人一同来享用。
And then you can enjoy it with your family members and including your guests.
但在你把它献给神之前，没有任何一个人配来享受这一只羊。
But no one is worthy of enjoying this sheep until you offer it to God.
你看见了圣洁跟洁净的不一样了吗？
Can you see the difference between clean and holy?
圣洁是积极主动的。
So holiness is something active.
是把一个人事物从他一般的用途的里面分别出来。
It's to separate.Someone or something from their ordinary use.
他不洁净就不要谈了。
If they are unclean, you don't even have to think about it.
不洁净根本就没资格成为圣洁的。
So if you are unclean, you cannot even become holy.
但洁净的，它有各种不同的用途。
But clean things that are clean, they have different purpose.
它可以让一家人来享用。
That you can enjoy that with the whole family.
它可以拿来招待客人。
You can share that with guests.
甚至于你可以把它拉到市场上把它给卖了。
Or even you can bring it to the market and sell it.
但是圣洁的是从它这一些一般的用途里面分别出来。
But what is holy is to separate the one from the rest.
把它献给神。
And offer that to God.
要专一的来让神使用。
So that it will dedicated solely for the purpose or the use of God.
这叫圣洁。
That is what we call holy.
所以什么叫成圣？
So what is sanctification?
成圣的意思是你从一般的用途里面分别出来，来归给神。
Sanctification or become holy is that you separate out yourself from the ordinary things and only used by God.
要让神专一的来使用的。
So you are dedicated and used only by God.
这是神对我们的旨意。
And that is the will of God for us or to us.
这是整本圣经的里面一再的谈到的。
So this has been repeated in the Bible.
比如说在出埃及记的第十九章第五节第六节。
For example, in the Exodus chapter 19,
在出埃及记十九章第五节第六节讲到以色列人从埃及离开来到了旷野。
So it talks about when Israelis they left Egypt and entered the wilderness.
他们来到了西乃山下的时候。
When they come to the Mount Sinai.
神把整个的以色列国存在的意义启示给了摩西。
So, God revealed the purpose of Israeli people to Moses.
在第五节、第六节，他这么说。
So in verse five and six, it says this.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
So, now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possessions.
因为全地都是我的。
Because the all nations will be my possessions.
你留意这一句话。
Pay attention to this word here.
全地都是属于我的。
The all nations belongs to, the whole earth is mine.
但第六节说，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
But verse 6, it says that you will be, for me, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
这里讲到以色列这个国家存在的意义和价值。
So it talks about the purpose and the value of what Israeli as a nation.
他们是一个祭司的国度，是圣洁的国民。
So they are royal, the nation of
祭司的国度，还有圣洁的国民。
So it says they are the kingdom of priests and the holy nation.
所以讲到了以色列民要从万国的当中，虽然全地都是属于神的，但他要与他们有分别，成为一个圣洁的国民来献给神。
So even though the whole earth belongs to God, but Israelis are the Israelites. They will be separate from other nations and become a holy nation. And dedicated for God.
所以旧约圣经里面，虽然甚至于专门有一卷书在谈论这个主题。
So even in the Old Testament, there is a whole book talk about this subject.
那就是接在出埃及记之后的利未记。
That is the book after Exodus. That is Leviticus.
整卷的利未记就在谈论到一个主题，叫做圣洁。
So in the whole Leviticus, the whole book is talking about holiness.
所以它的关键就在19章的第一节。
So it talks about the verse. The critical point is verse
one
in chapter 19.
这节经文这么说：耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
So it says here, the Lord says to Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
神是圣洁的，所以以色列百姓也要成为圣洁的。
And because God is holy, so the whole assembly, whole nation needs to be holy.
这就是整个利未记的主题。
So that's the theme of the whole Leviticus.
而后来整个以色列历史的发展，就让我们看见以色列人在这个主题上面的成功或失败。
And the whole history of the Israel as a nation is surrounded whether they succeed or they failed around this requirement.
我们知道他们失败了。
And we know they failed.
因为他们没有与地上的万民分别。
Because they have not separated themselves.From other nations on this earth,
他们反而学了地上的万国万民的样子。
But they learned the or behave like the rest of the nations.
或者我们说他们被他们的污秽给沾染了。
Or we can say they were polluted by other nations.
他们也落入到他们的污秽的当中。
And so they fall into the filthiness of the other nations.
所以神审判他们。
So God judged them.
一直等到主耶稣基督来了。
Until Jesus came.
主耶稣在约翰福音十七章，在为着他的门徒们祷告的时候，谈到了这一点。
So in the book of John, chapter 17, when Jesus prayed for his disciples, he talks about this.
在这一段值得我们特别留意的经文的里面，主耶稣这样子的祷告。
So in this passage, we need to pay attention to. This is how Jesus.Pray for their disciples.
我们最起码可以从第十四节看到第十九节。
So we should look at least verse 14 all the way through 19.
这里这么说。
So it says this.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
So I have given them your word, and the world has hated them.
for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of it.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by the truth, and your word is true.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you send me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
主耶稣说基督徒是在这个世界。
So Jesus said that we are in the world.
他没有把叫我们离开这个世界。
He did not say that we need to leave this world.
但是他求神保守我们，因为我们是不属这个世界的。
But he prayed to God that for God to protect us because we do not belong or we are not of this world.
所以我们需要神用他的真理来保守我们，使我们成圣。
So we need to have the truth from God to sanctify us.
神甚至于，主耶稣甚至于说，我为他们的缘故，我也自己分别为圣。
Jesus even said that for them, I sanctify myself.
他把自己，虽然他有很多的事情，他有权利去做的。
So there are many things, even though he has the power, authority to do.
但他为了我们的缘故，他放下许多的权利。
But for our sake, he has given up those rights.
为了这个目的，把自己给分别为圣。
For that purpose, he has sanctified or separated himself.
好让我们也可以成圣。
So that we may be sanctified.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章也同样讲到了圣洁是神对我们的旨意。
So in Thessalonians, Paul also mentioned that sanctification, is the purpose, of Jesus Christ.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4
第七节
verse 7
神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽乃是要我们成为圣洁
God did not call us to be impure but to live a holy life
还有很多这一类的经文
So there are many verses like this.
我们就不多再引用了。
So we will not continually quoting it.
成为圣洁是神对我们的旨意。
Become holy is the purpose of the will of God.
但我们如何能够成为圣洁？
But how can we be holy?
像我们这样子的败坏污秽的人。
People like us with all the filthiness.
像我们这一些堕落远离神的人。
Like people like us fallen away from God.
甚至于我们是一群悖逆与神为敌的人。
Even worse, we are the enemy of God who are rebellious to God.
我们怎么样可能成为圣洁呢？
How can we be holy then?
我们怎么可能从一般的用途里面分别出来来献给神呢？
How can we separate ourselves from our ordinary daily use.
那是不可能的。
That's impossible.
所以为了这个目的
For that purpose,
主耶稣基督亲自来到这个地上。
So Jesus came to this world.
诗篇四十篇说，你给我预备了身体。
So in Psalm 40 it says, you have prepared me a body.
主耶稣亲自成为跟我们一样的血肉之体。
So Jesus Christ become flesh just like us.
为了要让我们成为圣洁
In order that we may be sanctified.
所以希伯来书第二章用一个词来称主耶稣和我们
So in chapter 2 of Hebrews it talks about Jesus Christ and us.
说主耶稣是那使人成圣的
So it talks about Jesus Christ is the one who sanctified people.
而我们这些人是那些得以成圣的。
And we are the one who can be sanctified.
而希伯来书第三章称呼我们为圣洁的弟兄。
So in chapter 3, following that, it talks aboutWe are the holy brothers.
当然，希伯来书还很多这一类的经文。
So in Hebrews there are many similar verses.
主耶稣基督来到了地上。
So Jesus Christ came to this world.
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Who died on the cross for us.
不仅仅是要叫我们的罪可以得着赦免。
Not only that we may be forgiven, our sins may be forgiven.
不仅仅是为了要叫我们的罪可以得着洁净。
Not only we may be cleansed.
虽然那肯定是主耶稣基督来的目的。
Obviously that is the purpose, the purpose that why Jesus came.
正如这一整段经文到最末了在第十章的十八节所说的一样，这些罪过既已赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。
So just like the chapter 10 verse 18, it says that and where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin.
正如第十章的第二节所说的，因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。
So, or just like the verse 2 of the same chapter, it says that if it occurred, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshipper would have been cleansed once for all.
所以良心的得着洁净和罪的得着赦免当然是主耶稣基督来的目的。
So obviously, the purpose of Jesus who came to this world is to cleanse our conscience and our sins may be forgiven.
但第十章的第十节说不光是这样子。
But not only that, in chapter 10 verse 10, it says this.
他来了是为要叫我们成圣。
He came to make us holy.
当你的罪得着赦免之后，
When your sins are forgiven,
当你的良心被耶稣基督的宝血洁净了之后，
When your conscience was cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ,
你不只是享受了赦罪的平安，
Not only enjoy the peace of that forgiven, sin forgiven,
你不仅仅是享受了我的良心不再被魔鬼控告的这个自由，
Not only you have the freedom of free from the accusation of Christ, of the Satan,
更重要是你要把你自己奉献给神。
The more importantly, you need to offer yourself to God.
让神来使用你。
So God can use you.
这才是耶稣基督来到地上最主要的目的。
That is the main purpose of why Jesus Christ came to this world.
当然，如果你对希伯来书有正确的了解的话，
Obviously, if you understand the book of Hebrew correctly,
其实有三个词语是不能分开的。
There are threeterms that can, they are not separable.
一个就叫做洁净。
That is
cleaning. 第二个就叫做圣洁。
The other one is holy.
然后第三个叫做完全。
And third word is perfect.
正如这段经文的最末了，也就是十四节所说的。
Just like what we read the last verse, that's verse 14.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
So it says that because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
这里讲到成圣的人。
So it talks about people who made holy.
但是不是停在成圣。
But not just the holy.
成圣的目的是为了完全。
The purpose of the holiness is to be perfect.
洁净是为了成圣。
So, the purpose of holiness is to, the sanctification is to be perfect.
洁净的目的是为了成圣。The purpose of cleanliness is holiness.
To become
perfect. Become holiness.
Become holiness.
然后圣洁的目的是为了要完全。
And the purpose of holiness is to be perfect.
不过我们也必须要对完全有正确的认识。
But again, we need to understand correctly what perfect is.
完全不是说你是一个没有任何缺陷的人。
Perfect is not talking about you are people without shortcomings.
不是说你是一个十全十美的人。
Not the person without faults.
在希伯来书里面所谓的完全是指着一个有各方面的意义。
So perfect in Hebrews, it's various perspectives of it.
其中一个非常主要的意义是指着是合适，有足够的资格。
One angle of that explanation is that you are qualified for something.
或者说是 fitness.
Or you fit for
something. 就你适合去做某一件事情。
You fit for a task.
所以这是三个阶段。
So there are three different steps.
洁净为了成圣。
So sanctification, cleanness in order to, for holiness.
成圣为的是要完全。
And holiness is for the perfection.
让我们有资格可以被神使用
，so that we may be used by God。
让我们有资格可以来荣耀神
，so we have the ability to glorify God。
这是这一段经文的里面所谈论的。
So this is what it talks about in this part of the passage。
当然，为了这个目的，主耶稣基督来了。
So because of this purpose, Jesus came。
而十一节到十三节就给我们讲到主耶稣基督跟地上的那一些祭司之间的对比。
So in verse 11 through 14, it has a comparison between Jesus Christ and the priests on this earth。
讲到地上的祭司是天天的来侍奉神。
It talks about the priests on this earth. They offer the sacrificial things every day, daily.
他们天天来献祭。
They offer and make sacrifices daily.
但主耶稣只献一次的祭。
But Jesus Christ offered only once.
这些的祭司每天每年重复献同样的祭物。
So this priests, they make the same sacrificial offering year after year.
主耶稣也有他献上的祭物。
And Jesus Christ has an offering too.
那就是他自己的身体。
That is his own body.
他把自己献给神。
He offered himself to God.
我们知道那是指着他死在十字架上说的。
We know this is talking about his death on cross.
这些的祭司献祭，希伯来书的作者特别描写一件事情，叫他们天天的站着来献祭。
So, it talks about the priests. They do the offering constantly by standing.
你去读旧约圣经时代的那些的会幕和圣殿。
So, if you read the description of those tabernacles in Old Testament,
祭司的工作是非常繁重的。
The duty for the priests are rather heavy.
他们每天要献许多的祭物。
They need to do offering daily.
特别是来到了节期的时候，那献上的祭物多得不得了。
And especially when it comes to a special holiday, they need to make a huge amount of offering.
可是你留意到会幕跟圣殿里面有一样东西是没有的。
But you can notice that there is one thing missing from that temple or the tabernacles.
那就是没有椅子。
That is, there's no chairs.
祭司侍奉再累，他没有地方可以让他坐下来休息的。
No matter how tired you are, a priest, there's no chairs for him to sit down.
所以希伯来书的作者描写他们天天站着来侍奉神。
So in the book, the author of the Hebrews, it says that the priests worship or serve God daily.Standing.
但这里却强调主耶稣基督献的一次的祭物之后就在神的宝座的右边坐下了。
But then when it talks about Jesus Christ, it says that he made a once for all offering and then he sat down on the right hand of God.
这里给我们描写了主耶稣跟这些祭司之间的对比。
So it provides a contrast between Jesus Christ and other
讲到了主耶稣已经完成了神的旨意。
It talks about Jesus has completed the will of God.
他已经一次而永远的把自己献上。
He has once for all offered himself.
成就了赎罪的事。
And fulfilled or complete the
赎罪 redemption.
Redemption.
所以他已经让我们成圣了。
And he has made us holy.
你读这段经文的时候，你要留意一下动词的时态。
So you need to watch out for the tense of the verb in the passage.
在第十节提到说，那一些得以成圣。
It talks about those people who made holy.
这里用的 是叫做完成式。
So it's using a past perfect tense.
不是 past perfect, 是 perfect.
Perfect tense.、
那么在希腊文里面的完成式是表达一个已经完成的动作。
So in Greek, a perfect tense is something an action has been completed.
但是它的那一个结果，它所带来的影响的力量一直持续下来。
But the effect is continuing.
我们已经成圣。
So it says we have been made holy.
那是因着主耶稣基督死在十字架上的缘故。
That is because of Jesus Christ who died on cross.
可是我们的这一段经文的里面有另外一方面是我们需要留意的。
But there's another thing we need to pay attention to in this passage.
第十四节说，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Verse 14 it says, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
留意最后这里所说的这个得以成圣的人。
Pay attention to the last part that who are being made holy.
英文把它的时态翻译出来了。
The English has translated the tense of the verb.
正在成圣的人。
Who are being made holy, who are in the process of being made holy.
并且第十节和十四节两次的成圣都不是用主动的。
So, and in both verse 10 and 14, the perfect, they were passive, the verb is a passive tense.
说表达了不是我们自己主动能够成圣。
It's talking about It's not that we can become holy.
是神使我们成圣。
But we were made holy by God.
神借着他的儿子耶稣基督使我们成圣。
It's through Jesus Christ's Son that we were made holy.
但我们是否就被动的了呢？
But are we then only passively receiving?
我们是否就整天等着主耶稣来使我们成圣了呢？
Are we just sitting there waiting for Jesus Christ to make us holy every day?
我们仍然有我们当尽的责任。
There are our own responsibility too.
所以希伯来书的作者继续往下。
So the author of Hebrews the book continue on.
他会非常着重的劝勉我们。
That he will he will encourage us.
要追求圣洁。
To seek holy, pursue holiness.
从某一个角度来说，我们已经成圣。
On the one hand, We can say we are holy already.
所以作者可以称我们为圣洁的弟兄。
So that's why the authors call them holy brothers.
而从另外一个角度来说，我们正在这个成圣的过程的里面。
But on the other hand, we are in the process of being holy.
而这个成圣的过程仍然是神借着他儿子耶稣基督要做成在我们身上的。
And even this process is God through Jesus Christ to complete His will in us.
可是我们却必须要积极而主动的来与他配合。
But then we need to work with God in this process.
所以在第十二章的第十四节，作者这样子的劝勉我们。
So verse 14, the author encourages as such.
Verse 14 of chapter 12.
Verse 14 of chapter 12.
十四节说：“你们要追求与众人和睦。”
So verse 14 it says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men."
并要追求圣洁。
And to be holy.
非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
作者劝勉他的读者们要竭尽一切的力量来追求一些的东西。
So the author, Ask the audiences to make every effort to seek for something.
其中有一个叫做圣洁。
And one of them is called holiness.
所以我们看见我们仍然有在成圣的过程当中有我们当尽的责任。
So we can see that in this process we have our responsibility.
不是靠着我们自己的意志。
It's not through our will.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
Not through our own ability.
而是靠着神的恩典。
But through the grace of God.
靠着神在十字架上救赎的恩典。
But through the grace of Jesus, of the cross.
靠着神 把圣灵差遣住在我们的心中。
Through the grace that a gift of a Holy Spirit who lives in us.
引导我们走在神喜悦的道路的上面。
And lead us and guide us to live in the path of God.
靠着神的真理。
Through the truth of God.
主耶稣祷告说求你用真理使他们成圣。
So that's why Jesus prayed to God saying that through your truth sanctify them.
我们有责任竭力的来追求认识真理。
So we have responsibility to make every effort to seek the truth.
读神的话语。
Reading the word of God.
读一些好的书籍。
Reading good books.
与弟兄姊妹彼此的交通劝勉。
Share and encourage each other with brothers and sisters.
最终的目的是为了要晓得真理。
The end goal here is to know the truth.
因为只有真理可以叫我们成圣。
Because only the truth will make us whole perfect.
而那是神对我们所存的旨意。
And that is the will of God.
因此你要如何的回应。
So how should you respond to the message?
在你的生命的当中你有把你自己分别出来献给神吗？
So in your life have you separate yourself to, for God?
你必须先从那一些污秽的事物的里面分别出来。
You need to first of all separate from those, filthy things.
好像保罗所说的神召我们不是要我们沾染污秽。
So just like Paul encouraged us that we are called not to become impure,
而是要成为圣洁。
But to become holy.
但我们更要积极地把自己献给神。
But we need to also actively dedicate ourselves, offer ourselves to God.
对神说神啊我在这里。
Say to God, say, I'm here.
我愿意把自己奉献给你。
I'm willing to dedicate myself to you.
求你在我每一天的生活当中来使用我。
May you use me in my everyday life.
也求你借着你的圣灵做工在我的生命的里面。
May your Holy Spirit work in me.
让我得以完全。
So that I may be perfect.
让我能够适合被你使用。
So that I may be fit for your use.
好让我这个圣洁能够真正的 成型在我的生命的里面。
So the holiness may become, take shape in my heart.
求神施恩怜悯我们。
May God have mercy with us.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，今天早晨向我们说话。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for you speak to us this morning.
谢谢你差遣你自己的儿子耶稣基督来到世上。
We thank you for you have sent your only begotten Son to this world.
谢谢你让他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
We thank you for you allowed him to die for our sin on the cross.
让我们的罪可以得着赦免。
So we may be forgiven.
让我们的良心可以得着洁净。
So our conscience may be cleansed.
更让我们可以为了你的旨意的缘故把自己奉献给你。
And we can dedicate ourselves for the purpose, for your purpose.
我们谢谢你也让你的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活。
We also thank you for you allowed Jesus Christ to raise him from the death.
他已经完成了赎罪的工作。
He has completed the salvation.
如今坐在神宝座的右边。
Now he sits on the right hand side of God.
等候你使他的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
Waiting for the day that his enemy become his footstool.
等候我们这一些正在成圣的人能够得以完全。
Waiting for us in the progress of becoming perfect.
我们谢谢你因为差遣圣灵来到我们每一个人生命的里面。
We thank you because you have send the Holy Spirit to come into our life.
要指引我们人生的道路。
Give us guidance in life.
要光照我们。
And enlighten us.
要责备我们。
And rebuke us.
要矫正我们。
To correct us.
让我们能一直走在你所喜悦的路上。
So that we may be walking the path that is pleasing to you.
神啊，今天早上我们把自己献给你。
This morning again we offer, dedicate ourselves to you.
我们也把自己献在你的旨意中。
We offer ourselves into the will.Into your will.
愿意我们这一生都为你的旨意而活。
So we can live according to your will in our life.
荣耀归给你。
May glory be you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我所服侍的机构出版了很多的书籍。
The organization I serve published many books.
我们带了一点样品来放在我们的交易厅。
So we have some samples in the fellowship hall.
弟兄姊妹可以在会后去参观选购。
So please check it out and purchase.
就着我们今天早上的主题，我们有几本书有关联的。
Related to the message I delivered this morning, there are a couple books that are related.
我想特别介绍其中的两本。
I would like to recommend two of them.
第一本的书名叫做《圣经神学导论》。
It's an introduction to the biblical theology.
它是特别谈到圣经里面一些重要的主题。
It talks about some important themes in the Bible.
其中一个主题就是圣洁。
One of them, one of the theme is holiness.
如果你要认识什么叫圣洁的话，
If you want to know what holiness is,
这是一本非常好的书籍。
This is a very good book.
另外一本书叫做《恩典作王》。
The other book is called The Discipline of Grace.
这本书就谈到了在成圣的过程当中，神和人两边该负上什么样责任。
It talks about in this process of sanctification, what are the responsibilities between God and His chosen people.
不是说一切都是神所做的。
It's not that everything God is should be done by God.
而我们只不过是坐享其成。
And we are only the one who on the receiving end.
也不是说一切都在于我们的努力。
And it's not talking about everything are based on our efforts.
所以这本书很清楚地告诉我们神有什么责任。
So in this book it clearly tells us what are the responsibilities of God.
也告诉我们我们有什么责任。
And it talks about our responsibility.
当然我们还有很多相关的书籍。
And we have other related books.
我就不多做介绍了。
And I won't go into details.
欢迎弟兄姊妹可以在会后去参观。
You are welcome to check it out after the worship.
Thank you, Pastor, for the message.
谢谢牧师的证道。
Let's sing this song, God's Choice.